The building that you're standing in, the Dumont building, is 18,000 square feet, and today it's housing six professional offices plus the Ottawa Brewing Company on the three floors. And the history of this building is that only about 400 or 500 square feet of it had been used for many years, and the second and third story were completely closed off for the last 22 years and hadn't been maintained. And so we didn't want to lose the building in the community. And so the people at Technicon Design Group formed a small revitalization company, and they spent the last year and a half completely restoring the entire building and bringing more than 30 new jobs to the building and adding all these businesses to the community. So I don't know, what else would you like to know?
No, that's great. Awesome. So before it was renovated, there was just one business here?
It was called the Schnucki Inn, and it was a small restaurant and bar that only operated a little small piece of the first floor.
And the rest of it was just kind of old and dilapidated?
Yeah. When you go upstairs, you'll see a few pictures of what it used to look like before we started. So, yeah.
Okay.
So it's awesome because the people at Technicon that did the development, they saw the potential in this building of wanting jobs and people and activity and hospitality and food and beverages back in downtown on Main Street. And so they're really the ones that made it all happen. We're the economic development partner that helped them with it. So.
And you guys moved your office.
And we moved our office here.
That's so insurance, economic development.
This is a residential and commercial building company.
Is that Barndo?
Barndo company, like Barndominiums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a doctor, and then a commercial construction company.
Okay. So, and then Technicon Design Group, Technicon's, like architects?
Yep, they're architects and designers and engineers, and they actually have the entire third floor. So,
all right. That's awesome. Yeah. Any other buildings in town that, it's a great way to do this.
Yeah, this was one half of a what we call a Main Street Corridor project. So we had this building, and then two blocks away we have the DeFord building, which is... also was not utilized, it was utilized on the first floor, but not the second floor. And so they are about 6 weeks away from opening a new boutique hotel. And we've never had a hotel in our community. So they're gonna be opening in November, just down the street. And they're gonna have some hospitality and retail businesses on their first floor as well. So we did the two projects in tandem, and we were able to get some funding support from Jobs Ohio and some other entities, since it was a revitalization project.
All right, but it was headed up by Technicon Design Group.
Was
their idea?
Yep, you got it. They did all the heavy lifting.